All right. Hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here. I hope everything's going well. Today I want to talk about something I love, super excited about, which is exploding topics. And for some context here, I create YouTube videos, I create content, I have a software company where I try to reach a bigger audience, hope those people, use the product, pay for the product, I grow the business, we can do more fun stuff, we make better content, all the stuff just sort of snowballs. And I've been pretty consistently creating, specifically through Tyler Bryden's YouTube channel recently, but I'm starting to do some more stuff with Speak AI as well too. And what then becomes really important is for you to identify topics, trends, themes that are relevant, that are popular, are taking off, and ideally they're taking off, but maybe there's not that much content on it yet. And so if you find that sort of sweet spot of opportunity, you can create good content, good quality content, rank for that content, and be the results when people start searching for it. And if you see that it's on an upward trajectory, you can hit that at the right time and see some substantial growth. And I've actually seen a couple sort of examples of that, specifically talking about DALL-E image generation and some stuff about Y Combinator, where, again, very popular, both of these things, but maybe not as much content there to serve the questions that people have. And so a fantastic opportunity, whether you're personal, you're creating personally, or if you're a business as well too, trying to create content. And so what I wanted to walk through is exploding topics, a little bit of a how-to guide of like how to find trends before they take off with exploding topics. And they are a really good sort of baseline, I think. And I'm not actually subscribed to the pro, so there's a disclaimer there and a limitation to what I can do specifically with this and what I'm going to do in this video here. But what I was also hoping to show is, like, once you've identified something that's relevant and interesting, you know, how can you validate that and then push forward with actually creating content? I'm not going to get into the content creation part, but I'll get into at least validating that it's a worthwhile piece here. And so we've got exploding topics for a little bit of reference, created originally by and co-founded by Brian Dean. Brian Dean is an incredible SEO thought leader, expert. He was originally sort of the creator of Backlinko, which was like tactical guides on how to rank on SEO, on how to do some incredible things there. I think it sort of shows in the traffic that he gets through Backlinko. And then even on his YouTube channel here, almost 500,000 subscribers. I am one of them, proud to be. And, you know, even though he's creating, like, not even created in a year, he's still, you know, he's still getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views on lots of his videos. And because they're so well done, I think that makes a lot of sense. So I've got lots of links to him. I've got his actual, hey, I'm not following him on LinkedIn. I've got his actual Twitter, blah, 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 all this stuff. So all of that's included in here. Just to give you a little bit of context and the credibility that goes into exploding topics and why this was created. The other part that I want to touch on is, like, a lot of people might be familiar with Google Trends. Google Trends, fantastic tool, obviously surfacing through searches that are coming on Google, and then they're grouping them in many different ways to allow you to find those trends. And I think it's a very powerful tool in its own right. I think they can be run in parallel. I think they can supplement each other. And overall, there are some gaps that Exploding Topics has, and then there's some gaps that Google Trends have. And I think they're very complementary if you're trying to do this sort of trend identification, analysis, understanding where it is in its life cycle of popularity. And then you can then make decisions on content or just in business in general or personal creation, whatever you're actually doing with that information. So I'll hop back to actually just the about page on here, which I was obviously looking at here. Help investors and entrepreneurs find exploding trends before they take off. I think, you know, that's maybe where they've focused down on their maybe value prop to the companies, but or to these two groups, but they do a lot more than that. You can see some of the companies that use them. And then they're trying to identify trends before their trends. So a trend spotting algorithm identifies under the radar industries, products, categories, months or years before they take off. So fantastic. Sounds great. Now let's go into the main interface, and anyone can view this. You don't have to be a pro member to actually view this information. And immediately, one thing that's really interesting is it always sorts by default by the past 5 years, but then you can sort by different time periods. And I believe if you export to pro, which I have not done, so there is some limitations on what I'm doing here. We'll just take a quick look at pro to see what the actual advantages are of it, not seeing it. There we go. Weekly trend, full trends database, reports, library, trend search. So a little bit, you know, more real-time access, some API access, some trend alert, et cetera, et cetera. 47 per month, so pretty reasonable on that. And if you're an investor, which I don't, you know, a little bit more pieces here, $97 a month. I'm sure this is a pretty profitable software business because it's not costing them that much to, you know, scrape and get all this information, it's text data and readily available for them. But I digress. I'll hop back into what I'm looking at here. And then what's nice, so they've got it by time period, and obviously this is something that's interesting to you. So if we hop into a year, we're going to see a different one. And TikTok ads, extremely, you know, I have a friend at a company, Hashtag Paid, who's benefiting off this. We can see in the past 1 year, we can see the growth. We can see if I expand this, if I, you know, say past 5 years, huge growth if we look go all the way back, and you can see it really starting to actually come together in 2019, 9600% growth, 100% growth, and then some related topics that go along with it. So some supplemental insights that are really valuable, I think. And you know, fascinating, great first look. The other piece here is that you can then hop into different categories if you're interested in it. So, for example, I'm in marketing. I like marketing. Here's a couple other things that are now trending. So we're looking at the past year, and we can start to see interesting. Here's some stuff that is really growing. So AI content, this is what I'm, you know, this is what I've been seeing, and I've been benefiting from this from a little bit of a content creation piece here. You can see 222% growth in the past year. And then if I want to go to the past 10 years, almost 1600% growth, a huge spike in the last few months. And, you know, to me, it doesn't necessarily say this exactly, but DALL-E, some of this image generation stuff would be connected with this, as well as GPT-3 and copy generation, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of, you know, quickly, based on the topic or the industry you're interested in, you can go ahead and pull those out very quickly. You know, I think I've already see this. Let's type in DALL-E just to see. I don't know if this is actually going to work, and if it don't, no. So it's pre-populating the searches. So that is one limitation, at least in here, in this version. And then you can see that it's actually asking to add a topic. So there's an add a topic to look up. You know, for me, obviously the psychedelic is one that I always love. So let's see if we have psychedelic. There we go. Psychedelic therapy. Let's go that. Past 5 years. There we go. We can see even in the last while, you know, I'm guessing maybe a little bit of corresponding. This is interesting. You can start to see maybe events that would accelerate this would be How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan and Netflix documentary. So then there's been a huge spike since. So what's fantastic, there is a newsletter. So newsletter is available with Exploding Topics. I do recommend it. I follow it. Super interesting, and it just sort of curates things to you here. The part that I wanted to sort of show, which is great. Now I know, hey, I'm Tyler. I'm wanting to create content. I'm either creating it for myself, at tylerbryden.com. And if I go back 1 second here, or I'm creating for Speak AI, the software business. So which one, which one is really interesting to me? Both, I'm going to use this as an example, and I'm going to say, okay, fascinating. AI content, it's growing, especially in the last 5 years. I think there's an opportunity here. It's spiking right now, and I know there's lots of corresponding topics with it. What I would say is one tool that I can't really show you because it requires too much sensitive information, and it's sort of frustrating the way that they've done it, is Google Keyword Planner. Plug in, for example, AI content into Google Keyword Planner, and then what you're going to do is get basically get how many people are searching for this, the exact, so this is where Google starts to supplement this information. How many people are searching for this? What is the competitive landscape? Is it high competition? Is it low competition? How much would it cost for me to advertise on the top of the page kind of thing? So it's going to give me some understanding of that search term. I'm going to go into here though, and I hope SEMrush, usually I'm actually paying for SEMrush, but I'm off it right now, you little guy here. Let me see if I can quickly log in, and then I'll show you, hopefully I can get a search for you here, just to show you some of the results, and then how you can then curate, how you can sort of take what Exploding Topics is giving you, and then make sure that it's actually worthwhile, plus find some supplemental insights on how to do it. And I just saw my hair. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for anyone who is watching this. It's a little better now here. So now I have typed in, I'm in United States and I'm on desktop. I typed in AI content. And I can see, you know, the volume is actually surprisingly low on SEMrush's tool, SEMrush, however you want to say it. Again, Backlinko sold to SEMrush, Brian Dean sold to SEMrush, so there's a connection here. But, you know, you wonder where all this information is coming and then how accurate it all is. So that's one thing to consider. And then they're showing you, just so you can sort of close out this chapter of sort of how to find trends before they take off with exploding topics and then hopefully execute on them. So I can see the volume specifically in the United States on desktop. I can decide mobile versus that. It, probably if we're going worldwide, we would see that bigger trend overall. You can see the global volume, but 1.4K specifically typing in AI content. And then we've got a commercial intent. So they want to investigate brands or services. This is a great little application that SEMrush has added in about sort of labeling. Is it just someone looking for information or someone actually wanting to buy something? So fantastic way to understand that. And then we've also got results. So 2.9 billion results. If you type this in, you can see even a preview of the search engine results page to see some of the results and the top ranking results. And then you can sort of break those down, see why they're valuable pieces of content, and then replicate and then continue to add on top to make it more valuable. You can also see here cost per click. So cost per click, $7.68. So it's going to cost you quite a bit if you actually want to advertise on the term. So if you have the budget, fantastic. Move forward, start advertising on it. If not, you maybe want to create some content and high quality content. And whether it's video, whether it's written content, you have a couple pieces to move forward with. And what I really love about SEMrush is the way they've broke it down, which is keyword variations. So, you know, once you add up all the volume of all of these, I'm sure that it's going to start to add up to quite a bit of volume that you're going to see. The other one that I like is that it didn't let me do my control. Let me see if I can go back here as well too. But it's also giving you which questions basically. So what these are questions that people are literally asking around this topic. And if you're interested in this, you can literally, I would say, supplement this, create a video or create content for each one of these questions now that you know it's something that you're focused on and you know that people are asking questions. And again, you don't know, like it's showing low volume. Generally, I find that the volume is actually sometimes lower, but often lots of times higher than what it is. Let me see if I can find. So what is content AI? That's a general question, a little bit more informational. It doesn't have the intent because the volume's not high enough, but that would be informational. And then you've got the keyword difficulty, which in this case, let me see if I can just pull back. Let me pop off this screen here just so I can see. What I want to go back and actually show you is the competition level so that you can see an actual one in detail where it has it. So I'm going to view all, let me pop this up. A little bit of switching around here. I promise this will be worthwhile. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I'm wrong. Here we go. Beautiful. So you've now, there we go. So AI content generation, commercial intent. So that's someone who actually wants to use an AI content generator. You've got the volume, how many people are searching for it in the specific United States, where they are, the trend. So it spiked up a little bit, appears to be spiking again. The keyword difficulty. So what's really interesting is how difficult this content is, then allows you to understand, hey, should I create content about this or not? Or how much of a battle is this actually going to be? And then you've also got the cost per click. So, and generally, you look for things that are under 50. It actually gives you here, if it's 55%, you will need to have 33 referring domains and optimized content to compete here. So it's actually relatively low, but you can start to see some of these other terms, AI content writer, much more competitive. And so then you know, okay, maybe I need to do some work, or maybe I need to have a high domain authority site or YouTube channel to be able to execute on this. Then that cost per click could be expensive. You're seeing the actual results. You can see and open up and see the results in that page there for that query. And so this gives you a lot of sort of heads up analysis, and you've gone from like exploding topics. Specifically, we had one around, so I got way too many tabs open here. There we go. AI content. We started with this. We see that it's spiking past 5 years, significant jump. We know some related topics. And then now we're drilling down into SEMrush and understanding is, you know, what other questions are people asking about this? What variations of keywords? What are related keywords? What is the competition level? What is the total volume? Is the intent commercial or is it informational? And you can use that to sort of supplement the journey of content that you want to be on. And then we can also see you know, the actual top ranking websites here. So we've got, for example, AI tools for content strategy, Search Engine Journal. So these are some awesome websites that have always done really good at ranking here. I'll pull up a couple of these and include them in the resources just so you can sort of see all the way through. And I look at these and I say, wow, I need to create a good website page for this if I want to compete, or I need to create a really good video for this. And sometimes I'm good at that, sometimes I'm not. I'm doing my best, and I know that you are as well too. And we can see, you know, very quickly that these look very in-depth. They've got nice links, nice hyperlinks, screenshots. These are good reads for anyone who is interested in this, with nice references, phrase, fantastic website that's doing some really interesting stuff. And so you can see they've just plugged and pumped content out, and now you have some ideas for your own content, but you also have sort of the competition or the quality level that you need to reach to do that. And then you can do the same thing sort of from the YouTube perspective here, which now there are tools for YouTube. I'm not going to get into that today just because I'm already coming for time, but sorry, clicking through again, AI content, just to make sure that I've got the right term, but always recommend doing AI content and seeing what's there. So we've got top ranking videos specifically for this. And just like you're looking at the website pages and seeing how is this content good, you're going to have to do the same thing for this if you're going to want to see your you know, your videos ranking up here and getting the traffic that you want to do. So I'm using this process myself. It's working in many cases. I've actually seen some benefits of it because I've hit a couple topics at the right time. I'm not even doing it in that systematic of a way yet. You know, I've seen DALL-E, as I said, Y Combinator, Bloom. This one just went live when I did this, so this has benefited. Burning Man is starting to peak because Burning Man's coming up and people are looking for it. Collision Conference at the time. And so if you do identify those trends, you identify those themes, even if they're micro and niche related to you, you can capitalize on those, make good content. That is at the core level. You need to make good content and then publish that and hopefully reap some of the benefits. And I think if you do this in a systematic way where you identify these trends that are underserved, create high quality content around it, and you really do have a chance. You're increasing your likelihood of success, and I think that's what we're all trying to do here. So this has been Tyler Bryden checking out how to find trends before they take off with exploding topics. I hope you liked this video. If you did, like, comment, subscribe, help me with those algorithms, send me a message. I always appreciate hearing from you. This has been a ton of fun creating this video, and just glad to share some insights from the process that I'm on. Learn it, put it into action. I'll continue to keep you updated on the journey and would love to have the same for you. Send me a message. All right. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.